before I commence with the bayan, I just want to mention one hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. It will clear some misunderstandings. Sometimes people think that we learnt in madrasa days that Isha Salat has 17 rakats, but when there's bayan or waaz or nasihat, then at that time most of the people don't read the last two rakats of nafil or even the other one that's between the sunnah and witr. So we must have a good understanding of the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that it is not a question of not reading, but there's a hadith that if a person goes out and learns one verse of the Quran Sharif, it's better than 100 rakats of nafil salat. And if he goes and learns one chapter of deen, he learns something about deen, waaz, nasihat, he listens and learns about deen, then it's better than 1,000 rakats of nafil salat. So at such a time, you are getting the sawab of 1,000 rakats of nafil salat. Because if we are going to treat our nafil namazes slowly, like Junaid Baghdadi Rahmatullah Alayh, so then what will happen? The other people will go away. So at such a time, a person should read Mukhtasar Salat, listen to the bayan, and then go home and read as many nafils or read in the masjid afterwards. So it's not that there is a negligence of any kind. Many people sometimes misunderstand and they think that these people have committed some major sin or something. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi wa kafa wa salatu wa salamu ala sayyidinil mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa ashabihi wa baraka wa sallama tasliman kathira. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله عنده علم الساعة وينزل الغيث ويعلم ما في الأرحام وما تدري نفس ماذا تكسب غدا وَمَا تَدْرِي نَفْسٌ بِأَيِّ أَرْضٍ تَمُوتُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلِيمٌ خَبِيرٌ صدق الله العظيم. Ulama Ikram, most respected brothers and also our sisters listening in at the madrasa. You have heard many, many bayans on the virtues of Shab-e-Barat. You have read much literature also on this subject. And recently on the Friday or the Jummah also, in many masajid, there was some discussion or the other about Shab-e-Barat. And this subject is such that if we have to take just one aspect of Shab-e-Barat, we will require the whole night and we will still not be able to finish. For example, just this first aspect, that consideration of others. I've mentioned that previously also, that if you look at the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with regards to Shab-e-Barat or the different ahadith, then in one of them, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, she talks about Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's getting up at night and then going to the Qabristan. It's a long hadith, but the point there is that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got up very gently. قام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم رويدا وانتعل رويدا وفتح الباب رويدا وأغلق الباب رويدا. Now look at the words. Hazrat Aisha is repeatedly saying رويدا رويدا رويدا, gently, softly, softly. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam got up softly. He put on his shoes very softly and gently. He opened the door also very softly. And thereafter he left the house also very gently, without making a noise, without making it, without disturbing the peace of the surroundings or even the sleep of his beloved wife. Now, this was the teaching of Sharia, consideration of the rights of others. We all talk about human rights, human rights. What do they know about human rights? Whole night they can play music loud and blaring when there are occasions. Whole night they can have drums beating and whole night they can have the crackers bursting, and whole night they can have singing and dancing and disturbing the peace and tranquility of the entire neighborhood. And they talk about human rights. Human rights, unfortunately, we have not demonstrated to them. Otherwise, what can be more? Just in the simple little teaching of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, there's so much that a Muslim must be such that he must not hurt anybody without any justification. You don't hurt anybody. Whether that person is a Muslim or a non-Muslim, without any valid, justified reason, you don't cause any kind of obstruction or harm or injury to anyone. That is mu'asharat. And this is something that we have taken out of our dictionaries. A little bit of wazifas, a little bit of ta'weezes, a little bit of zikr, a little bit of dini activity, and we think that we have become walis of Allah Ta'ala. But when it comes to mu'asharat, then there is such a negligence. And I have repeatedly mentioned that we just have to go to a nikah and see the chaos. That there are so many musallis who have come just for salat purposes. They are not related to that couple in any way too. But they think that it is a barakat. Nikah is something of barakat. So let us participate in the nikah. So they will participate in the nikah. But immediately after the nikah, now they want to go home. Somebody wants to go and catch a plane. Somebody wants to go to business. Somebody wants to go and see somebody in hospital. But because of our selfish interests, now we are doing all embracing and shaking hands and discussions of business and all other related matters. And there is a whole queue to now embrace the bridegroom. Now look at the time that is spent, and that person, his car will be parked right at the back so that not one person can get out from the parking lot also. And if somebody has to just tell that person that please, bhai, you can do your meeting afterwards, please remove your car, then they will say that, can't they be patient? Can't they wait for a little while? Haven't Islam taught them patience? Now instead of the other way around, we want him to be patient. What if he was in that person's shoe? Will then he also state the same thing? This is our selfishness. No consideration of the rights of others. And especially if there is some function in our home, then we are none the better. All we have to do is just invite one qawwali troupe with all the tabla, sarangi and dholak, and we think that the whole world is enjoying. That is what we take for granted, that everybody is enjoying it. But there is one old sick person there who's got heart problem. That somebody has got cancer. Somebody has been given medication to sleep. Some people are suffering from other problems. Then there are little children whose times of sleep have been disturbed. Now look at the inconvenience that we are causing. And then if the bride is being taken at night, after the hall, then they come back home. Then from the home, now the bride is going to go. Now 20 cars will blare the hooters. Aren't we acting childish? Where is human rights? Human rights was that we should not cause any kind of disturbance and inconvenience to anybody. Our akhlaq, our muasharat, we have to look at very carefully. These are teachings of Islam. When it comes to our nikahs and walimas, when it comes to our mayyat, every way it is the same problem. We just don't give any kind of consideration to people and their rights. A person passes away 10 o'clock in the morning. But because somebody is coming from America or England or Cape Town and the person couldn't get a flight, so now the entire crowd is being held up till janazah salat at 11 at night or midnight. No consideration that people will then have to go to work next morning. There are so many ladies who will have to sit with that janazah from the morning till midnight. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said that you should hasten the burial as soon as the janazah is ready. Now these are teachings which we learn from the same Shab-e-Barat hadiths. So Shab-e-Barat has got different topics and different things that can be discussed and we can go on the whole night. So that is not my intention, because then you will say that, Maulana, you have not considered us too. You just told us that you must give consideration and now you carried on till Fajr Salat. So what about us now? What about our knees? So I will give consideration to your knees and the pain in your knees. So we will not go more than the normal time that we have these type of bayans, inshallah. So just to give a little bit of pointers or indicators, if you have to look at the hadiths of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam with regards to Shab-e Barat, we learn that it is a night of forgiveness. Baratum minan nar, salvation from the fire of Jahannam. It is a night in which we seek from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala forgiveness of our sins. Now that is the bottom line, that it is a night in which we seek from Allah ta'ala forgiveness of our sins. Because that is something that is preventing our progress and our rise to heights. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us His ahkam in the Quran Sharif. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam demonstrated it. We have been informed what is pleasing to Allah ta'ala, what is displeasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So those things which we term as positive zikr, that to some extent the ummah is engaged in. Namaz, roza, zakat, hajj, ibadat, zikr, tilawat, charities, umras. Now all these things to some extent the ummah is engaged in. But to seek forgiveness from sins, then, or to restrain ourselves from sins, now that is something that we find very, very difficult. If any person gives a bayan and gives some wazifas to read, which will forgive, which will gain us barakat in our rizq and sustenance, or gain that young person a beautiful and a pretty wife, then we will read those wazifas. But when we tell the person, must restrain yourself from haram, then it is a problem. Whereas, if you look at Hazrat Hasan Basri Rahmatullah Alayh, a person came to him and he complained. He said, there is a lot of drought in our village. What must we do? He said, make plenty of istighfar. Another person said, that I am stricken with poverty. There's poverty. What must I do? He said, make plenty of istighfar. Somebody said, he doesn't have children. He said, make plenty of istighfar. Somebody complained that in his farm or in his fields, the crop and the vegetation is not good. He said, make plenty of istighfar. So somebody said, Hazrat, is there anything else you know besides istighfar? Is there anything else you know? Just like that one person, he said he can give bayan on any subject. But yet whenever he gave a bayan, he gave on nothing but Karbala. Whether it was mayyat, whether it was nikah, whether it was walima, any kind of program or function, but his bayan was Karbala. What happened at Karbala? So somebody asked him, he said, that you always claim that you can speak on all other subjects. So today we want you to speak on Surah Ikhlas. Qul huwallahu ahad. So he said, what is difficult in that? So he recited Surah Ikhlas. And then he said, on whom was this surah revealed? On Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Which Rasul of Allah? The one who was the grandfather of Imam Hassan and Hussein, Sayyidina Hassan and Hussein. Which Sayyidina Hussein? The one who was martyred in Karbala. And then he continued with his Karbala talk again. So he said, Hazrat, don't you know anything besides istighfar? He said, yes, because Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran Sharif that Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam said to his people, قُلْ تُسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ إِنَّهُ كَانَ غَفَّارًا يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا وَيُمْدِدْكُمْ بِأَمْوَالٍ وَبَنِينَ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ جَنَّاتٍ وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ أَنْهَارًا. So all those complaints that they came with, all things are mentioned in this ayat. There's no time to go into detail or tafsir. That whoever Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam told his people, you make istighfar, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give you various things. He is very forgiving, he'll forgive your sins also. He will open the doors of the heavens and send down plentiful of rain for you. He will strengthen you with children. He will give you gardens. Now all these things on istighfar. So this night is basically a night of plenty of istighfar and tawbah. I mentioned in the majlis on Monday night that we are Baharul Kahil, oceans of laziness. So even for us, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, His doors of mercy are open. And in these nights He says that, is there anyone seeking forgiveness of his sins that I may forgive him? Now imagine Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is announcing Himself, is there anybody wanting forgiveness of his sins so that I may forgive him? Is there anybody wanting sustenance so that I may give him sustenance? Is there any person wanting health, I may give him health? Is there any person wanting this or wanting that so that I may bless him with it? Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala Himself announces. Normally it is in the latter part of the night, every night. But in Shab-e-Barat, Shab-e-Qadr, etc., it is from Maghrib time that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has opened His doors of mercy and rahmat and forgiveness. So one part of it is seeking forgiveness. This night is for seeking forgiveness. Then if you look at it, Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to the Qabristan. And in the Qabristan, he sought forgiveness for the mayyat, for all those people that are resting in the graves. Showing that there must be concern also for the forgiveness of those who have passed away. We must not just wait to share their property. That when they pass away, the first thing we are concerned about is my name also in the will. And if they are children and they are heirs, then how much has he left behind? And once it's distributed, they are forgotten. And even if they are not parents or family members, then the ummah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they should not be forgotten. If it is difficult to go to the Qabristan, then still from wherever you are, you make a lot of dua to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of all those that have passed away. So that is the second thing. Then if we see Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, with regards to Shab-e-Barat, there are different ahadiths. Some are considered as very strong and some are considered as not so strong or zaif. But if you put all of them together, then we find that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, he informed the ummah that why was he keeping plenty of fast in Shaban. The reason for that he gave is that it is the month in which our deeds are presented before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Those books in which everything was recorded, how we say that at the end of the year, the auditor must be given all the books. So like that, our book of deeds for the year is closed on this 15th night of Shaban, and a new one is opened. Allah Ta'ala knows exactly what we did, every minute of our life, every second of our life. But He has got these angels recording it. Kiraman katibin ya'lamuna ma taf'alun. So everything is being recorded. And Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala mentions in Surah Kahf, وَوُضِعَ الْكِتَابُ فَتَرَى الْمُجْرِمِينَ مُشْفِقِينَ مِمَّا فِيهِ وَيَقُولُونَ يَا وَيْلَتَنَا مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابُ لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا وَوَجَدُوا مَا عَمِلُوا حَاضِرًا وَلَا يَزْلِمُ رَبُّكَ أَحَدًا. Ha, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, Bawadi al-kitab, the book will be opened before them. It will be placed before them. And you will see the sinners after that in terror, in fear. And what they will be saying, مَا لِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ. What kind of book is this? لَا يُغَادِرُ صَغِيرَةً وَلَا كَبِيرَةً إِلَّا أَحْصَاهَا. Minor action or major action, big deed or small deed, good deed or bad deed, everything has been recorded. Nothing has been left out. These computers of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, they don't fail. No occasion comes when the angels say the computers are down. There's a failure in the electricity. the plugs were not working. So certain sections could not be recorded. Sometimes you phone the travel agents, they say, sorry, must phone later, computer is down. These angels Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has appointed, there is absolutely no such thing as any action going without being recorded. This is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says that they will see everything before them, whatever they did, and Allah will not do injustice to anybody. Now that is just like solid evidence being placed in front of the criminal. The person tried to hide a lot of his books and everything else, but somehow the receiver of revenue, he got the evidence. So how the person is terrified. Now here for our actions, but the thing is that we don't have that yaqeen that there is such a thing as mouth, and after mouth there's going to be presentation before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. If we get that yaqeen, then it'll become extremely easy to give up sins in our lives and to do those things that are pleasing to Allah ta'ala. But just, we've got a lot of yaqeen on those computers, we've got a lot of yaqeen on those cameras. If we are going into a supermarket and they say, smile, you are on camera. So now the person knows what it means. It doesn't mean you must keep smiling. He knows what it means, that there are cameras here and you are watched. So immediately the person is on guard. And these angels that Allah Ta'ala has got, and Allah Ta'ala himself watching, that Allah who gave man that intelligence to make those cameras, isn't he watching us? So Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam informs us that this is a night in which the book of deeds are presented before Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The old one is closed, the new file is open. Then again we learn that Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wasalam's purpose for fasting in the Shaaban extensively was so that the book of deeds may close with a fast and open with a fast. Or at least that hadith of Ibn Majah, which some have said is za'if, but the thing is, it's mentioned there that قُومُوا لَيْلَهَا وَسُومُوا نَهَارَهَا. What must you do when the 15th of Shaaban come? Then stay awake in prayer at night and fast the next morning. And if not, then at least 13, 14, 15 is sunnat. So even if the person cannot keep 13, 14, 15, if he just keeps one fast, he won't be committing any sin. As long as he doesn't consider it as a sunnat, a muakkada or anything of that nature. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is informing us why this night is a virtuous night. Then again Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that this is the night in which all the deeds or all the things prescribed for the following year are given. The list is given to the angels. So somebody is building his house and his name is already in the list of the dead ones. Not those who are going to die, in the list of the dead ones. In the eye of Allah Ta'ala is already dead now, because his name is already in that list. And none of us knows whether our name has been included in that list tonight. Which person can say my name is not in that list? It is not like some metric examination that you can go and see it on the board there, whether our name is there or not there. Or some application that we have made, whether we are successful or not, see it on the list. This list is given to the angels, and the person is building his home, but his name is in the list of the dead. And that does not mean then that we must stop building homes. We must understand these hadiths properly. What it means is that the people are ghafil, they do not know. So building of the home is halal, it is jais, it is permissible. But now this person who does not know whether his name is included in the list of the dead, so then why must he have such kind of ambitions and such kind of hopes and aspirations that he wants to build a house which is going to accommodate himself, his children, his grandchildren, his great-grandchildren, and is thinking of from now till Qiyamah day. And as a result he has to build such a house that he has to go to the banks and borrow on interest and indulge in haram and take the curses of Allah Ta'ala when he doesn't know that the next day he could die. He'll sign the contract today and the next day he could be gone. Instead of them digging the trench for his building, they will be digging the trench for his burial. How many cases have happened like that? That the person's house is still standing or just about reaching completion and the person is gone. Nobody has got any idea when he is going to go. Zindagi ka ajeeb hai visa, kab bula le khuda nahi maloom, اور اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن اور میعاد اس کی نہیں معلوم. زندگی کا عجیب ہے ویزا, ویری اسٹرینج کائنڈ آف ویزا, دس ویزا آف لائف. کب بلا لے خدا نہیں معلوم, وین اللہ تعالیٰ کالز دا پرسن ڈزنٹ نو. اس میں توسیع بھی ہے غیر ممکن, امپاسبل ٹو ایکسٹینڈ دیٹ ویزا, اینڈ دا ڈیوریشن آلسو از ان نون. دیٹ از دا thing, that the, even the duration of that visa of life is unknown. How many years, how many minutes, how many seconds? That is why the ayat of the Quran Sharif, which I recited at the beginning of the talk and also in the namaz, in that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala talks about the five things, the knowledge of which no person has. Inna Allah indahu ilmu sa'ah, the knowledge of the day of judgment, exactly when qiyamah will take place, exactly what date, what time, which year, that nobody knows. Regarding the rainfall, all the detailed aspects of the rainfall, we're not talking about just looking at the clouds and the offices, the weather bureau predicting that there's going to be some rain after looking at the pressure valves and other things. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the detailed aspects of that rainfall, how much rain will fall, where it will fall, whether it will be beneficial for the crops or it is going to be a disaster for mankind. There's going to be flood waters that will cause it. Tremendous amount of destruction. Who knows? If that was the case, we would have all taken precaution long before the rain came. So all the detail aspects. Then again, the child that is in the womb of the mothers, nobody knows the details of that child. Yes, at the most they can say on the scan it showed that it is male or female. But all the details of that child, when it is going to be born, how, what is going to be the weight of that child, what color, and whether that child is going to live for 1 year, for 10 years, for 100 years, whether this child is going to grow up to become a doctor, a teacher, a lawyer, a professor, or number one drug addict, whether this child is going to be coolness of the eyes of the parents or a curse for those parents. At that time all the parents are smiling too, but because they don't know what is the going to be the end result. Therefore I say that if Allah Ta'ala blesses somebody with a child, it is ni'mat. And if Allah Ta'ala does not give a person a child, then it is rahmat. Why should they become depressed? Allah Ta'ala knows best that the child for this particular person probably could end up as a curse. So the details of that, and what the person is going to earn tomorrow, the person can never say, tomorrow he will live and survive to go and sign some contracts and deals. Which person knows? Tomorrow is far away. He doesn't even know 5 minutes time what's going to happen. How many people have made major plans and they were gone? Accidents, bomb blasts, earthquakes, gale force winds, flood waters, all these accidents in which lives are going, all the murders and holdups and killings in which people are going, did they know 1 second before that they were going to go? So if they did not know, do we know? That is why I repeat again that when must we give up sins? After death or before death? When will a person give up sins? After death or before death? When should he give it up? Obviously the answer is that he should give it up before death. So if it's before death, then when? When is before death? So there's no time. There's no such thing as this time that we will decide, we will plan when to give up sins. So we have to give up sins and we have to give it up now. So this is a night in which the person seeks forgiveness from those sins. So we have been informed that this is a night in which somebody is building a house and his name is in the list of the dead. Somebody is planning to get married or is getting married and his name is already in the list of the dead. That person already got plans that my nikah is going to take place in the city hall and so many thousand people are invited and there will be a 7-course meal, and in the meantime, instead of that 7-course meal, they are having kheer because he passed away. So we don't know. We don't know when we are going to go. یہ سرائے دہر مسافروں بخدا کسی کا مکان نہیں, ye sarae dehr musafiron ba khuda kisi ka makan nahi jo muqeem isme the kal yahan kahin aaj unka nishaan nahi jo muqeem isme the kal yahan kahin aaj unka nishaan nahi ha this world is like as I always say it is like a timeshare unit in the timeshare unit you have got a certain amount of time you can make use of the facilities of the timeshare unit until your time expires you can make use of the stove the air conditioner the fridge the lounge and everything but once your time is up then you have to vacate you cannot say that I'm going to remain here forever so in the same way in this world we came Allah tabaraka wa taala gave us different ni'mats we must make use of it but we must remember that we are just like those people who are in those timeshare units that they have to vacate they have to empty because there's somebody else to take his place in the same way we also have to go so he says this is like that musafir khana that musafirs come they stay for a little while and they proceed and then somebody else comes ye kisi ka makan nahi this is not a permanent home of anybody those who were residents here yesterday there's no sign of them today go to the qabristan there you will see they have become residents of a different state altogether ye hai ek qabr pe bekasi bazuban hal hai keh rahi ye hai ek qabr pe bekasi bazuban hal hai keh rahi tumhe aankhein chahiye ghafilo mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi ye hai ek qabr pe bekasi bazuban hal hai keh rahi tumhe aankhein chahiye ghafilo mujhe ehtiyaj bayan nahi so go to the graveyard and see what the grave is saying we can't hear it it's silent but it is giving us a speech bekasi helplessness sand but of course we must not picture our dead in that state a person who passes away we must not picture that the person is like a lonely person in the grave there and is being squeezed up by the earth from all sides we must always have high hope in Allah Ta'ala that after reading and blessing the person and if the person was pious himself then immediately he gets gardens of jannat filled with noor and fragrance and he is told nam ka naumatil arus now you can sleep like the new bride sleeps the door of jannat is open and the fragrant breeze comes there's no such thing as narrowness and tightness there it's spaciousness I mentioned that in Madina Sharif at the grave jannatul baqi that each one what kind of gardens he must have got what kind of garden Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala must have got there in jannatul baqi what kind of gardens the wives of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam must have got the daughters of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the sons of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam the sahaba e kiram so when a person passes away then we must not think that that person is in that state we must think of ourselves that what have we got to take along with us whatever we will take along that is what our grave will become it will become a pit fire of the pit fire of hell or it will become one of the gardens of jannat but here for lesson purposes for ibrat says ye hai ek qabr pe bekasi wa zuban hal hai keh rahi tumhe aankhein chahiye ghafil ho oh you negligent ones you require sight I don't have to give you a speech all you require is sight you are standing here look who I was what claims I was making how much of properties I owned how much of degrees and qualifications I had how much my name appeared in the sports column as a great cricketer as a great footballer as a great rugby player as a great this and great that where am I today where am I today the tongue has been silenced the hands cannot move anymore the feet cannot walk anymore the eyes cannot see that haram anymore those eyes which were enjoying the filth what is happening to that eyes now how much of sand is going into that eyes اسی سے تمہیں آنکھیں چاہیے غافلو، مجھے احتیاج بیان نہیں. So we are informed that this is the night in which the decision is made. So we have to ask Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that, Ya Allah, if the decision has been made that we are not going to be living till the next Shab-e-Barat, then O Allah, forgive us and then take us in a state that you are pleased with us, and let our death be a death of barakat. So this is a night in which we make our taqdeer. Then risk also, it is decided on this night who is going to get how much. So why should we be shy? Or why should we have no hope? Or why should we fear that Allah Ta'ala's treasures will get exhausted? This is the night in which we should pour our heart out before Allah. This is the night in which we should pour our hearts out. Our hearts should make sajda before Allah. Not our foreheads only. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر، دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. Get up and put your heads in sajda. Let the tears roll down your cheeks. Put your heart in sajda and beg of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. He is prepared to give. He is so merciful, he is so forgiving, so kind. Wallah, ask those young people who have given up sins what experiences they are having now. Whether there was enjoyment now, ask them now, was that real enjoyment when you were going to the clubs, when you were involved with the prostitutes and when you were involved in drugs? Was that real enjoyment, or have you found peace now and contentment and satisfaction and tranquility and serenity and joy and happiness? Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is the one who puts that into the hearts. Show me one person who is involved in any kind of haram relationship and he's got peace of mind. Show me one person. If he's a believer, I'm not talking about the disbelievers, it's jannat for them. I'm talking about the believers. If he's got some sort of concern, or there is yaqeen in his heart that there is such a thing as day of judgment, that Allah is watching, then ask him if he enjoys those sins. So why not give it up and enjoy the pleasures, the true pleasures, the real pleasures? So the risk and sustenance is also decided. So why should we go towards haram? Ask Allah Ta'ala to open up the doors of halal tonight. Plentiful of halal, so that it suffices for all our needs. Ask the best of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Always ask Allah Ta'ala for the best. After that, whatever we get, make shukr. But why should we have that in our minds that no, you cannot survive until you go to the banks and borrow on interest? How many times I have said that there are so many examples of people who, after listening to those majlises and talks and bayans, when they got out of their interest, look at the barakat that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them. There are so many people who have even given me their names, and they have said, Maulana, you can use our names too, but I'm not going to do it. But to say how, when they came out of this interest, and my prescription is simple, that first sell. Even if it means that you have to come down from that Mercedes Benz to one cheap little car, a second-hand one. Or even if you have to ride a bicycle, or you have to catch a bus, or you have to use some other transport. Or find halal ways of doing that transaction. The person wants to buy a car which is 60,000, he doesn't have the money. So now he tells that person, look, I want to buy this car, and I'm going to pay you over 12 months in equal installments. So you tell me how much it is going to cost. So that person says it's going to cost you 80,000 rands or 100,000 rands and you pay me in equal installments of so much a month. So this person says, I've bought it, finish, that's halal now. So Sharia doesn't stifle our progress, doesn't make it difficult for us to buy the machinery, and doesn't make it difficult for us to buy our cars and homes. But do it the Sharia way, the halal way, the proper way, then there will be barakat in it. But sell those surplus things, sell them. Those timeshare units, those boats, and those surplus properties, even if they are producing good income, but sell them and get out of debts. Get out of qaraz, get out of interest payments, and then see the barakat that comes. It will flow, the barakat will flow. And Allah Ta'ala very quickly again gives that person much more than what he had. Now, in which other way can I put it across to you? There are so many examples of that. So in this night, ask for sustenance from Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Then again in this night, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned certain categories of people who are not forgiven. Now such a Mubarak night, but these categories are not forgiven. People who are drinking wine, alcohol, those who have broken off their family ties and connections. Now in this Mubarak night, if they don't make tawbah, if they don't ask that person for forgiveness, or they don't at least make salam to that person, then Allah Ta'ala will not accept that person's du'as. Then what is the sense after that rubbing the forehead on the ground for the whole night? Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, look at his hadiths on family relationship. These days it is extremely easy for us to give gifts to our friends, to take them for a drive in our cars, and to spend our weekends and our time with them. But when it comes to family relationship, then we will say, his attitude is terrible. So therefore I too have to deal with him in the same manner. Tit for tat business. Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, when one sahabi said that I deal with them in a very good way, they deal in a bad way. I try to be gentle, soft, polite, humble. I do everything right. I'm giving you the explanation. But that person, he acts in a very crude manner, in a very deplorable or very bad way. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, if you are doing what you are doing, then you are throwing sand in his mouth. You do that. Sulman qata'ak wa'afu amman zalamak wa'ahsin ila man asa'ili. You join relationship with those who sever it, and forgive those who have done injustice to you, and do good to those who have done bad to you. That is the sign of an ashik of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are allowed and it is permissible to demand our right. The courts of law are for that purpose. So we can demand the right, there's no problem. But because of that, now the person says that because of this dispute, or between mother-in-laws and daughter-in-laws, sister-in-laws, parents and children, brothers and sisters, aunts and nephews and nieces, or uncles and nephews and nieces, now all this type of, seems like there's just one rot that has set in. Every family seems to have been disunited and shattered. And yet when we will talk at the walima tables and the nikah tables and in our own clubhouses, then we will say that the world Muslim ummah must unite. If those Arabs were united, they would have defeated America. If all the countries of the world, Muslim countries, were united, they would have defeated America. Indeed, if they were united, they would have defeated. But we cannot unite two brothers, two sisters. In our home, we cannot bring about unity between two people. But we want unity in the whole world. Where will it come from? It has to begin at the individual level. So these are things that we learn from this Shab-e-Barat. So before our time comes for departure, so we have to make plenty of tawbah from these things. If we have broken off family ties, we must do exactly what that sahabi did when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned in Arafat he was making dua. He said, we are about to make a dua, and if there's any person that is here who has broken his family tie, then he must leave this gathering. So the sahabi got up, one got up. In the 124,000, how many got up? One. And there was no question of anybody being speaking a lie in front of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Look at the training and the tarbiyah that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made of his companions. That in 124,000, just one person got up and he went away. And after some time he also came back. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked him, where did you go? He says, no, I had a little bit of problem with my aunt. So I went, I asked her for forgiveness. She got very happy, she forgave me, I forgave her, and then I came back. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, you did an excellent thing. Because Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's rahmat doesn't descend on that people amongst whom there are those who have broken family ties. Allah Ta'ala's rahmat doesn't descend. Now here there was one person, but look at it, he came back, and Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam said, this was the reason that I said. And in our community, in our homes, in our families, is there just one person who doesn't talk to somebody else? So pick up the courage. We have to turn to dust one day. We will turn to dust. So we rather humble ourselves today and pick up the phone or go there and visit the person. And after that, you don't have to keep going every second day or every day. As long as we have opened the communication, or at least we have broken the ice, after that it is that you don't talk bad of that person, you make dua for that person. These days it gives us great pleasure if a brother of ours is hurt and injured. If we hear of a brother of ours that has, or a friend of, or a Muslim sister, or somebody else who is suffering some kind of difficulty or problems, then instead of our heart melting and compassion rising, instead of that, the person inside his heart, because there was jealousy, there was malice, so the person is explaining, or is experiencing a kind of happiness. He's very happy that it's good this person he met up with an accident. It's good that this person's business flopped and collapsed. It's good that this person was walking and slipped on the banana peel and broke his back, or he fell from a ladder. The person gets happy. Now, is this Islam? Whereas Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, his entire life there was nothing but forgiveness, forgiveness, forgiveness. So this is a night in which we must make tawbah from malice, from pride. We must make tawbah from, if we have severed family relationships, then at least ask the person. Say that it is a big night and we heard one bayan and we realized that we made a mistake. So therefore now I am speaking to you, please make me maaf. Now if that person says, no, I'm not prepared to make you maaf, you mustn't even come to my janaza namaz, which is so common these days. So then tell him, jazakallah, but inshallah after you are dead, you won't know whether I attended your janaza or not. Because lots of them, they say, don't come to my janaza salat also. Now will he know from this qabr there that whether you attended or didn't attend? So forgiveness. Now this subject is such that I can speak the whole night on this subject. And this is the important thing, that make tawbah from this also. Family, and in the fulfillment of family ties, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, parents come first there, they are also family. And then others. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam says, the person will get barakat in his rizq. Allah Ta'ala will give him long life. Allah Ta'ala will remove his difficulties and problems. Allah Ta'ala will bless him with Jannat in the Akhirat. Allah Ta'ala will remove his azab of qabr. So many different rewards this person is going to get when he's going to deal in a good manner with his family members. So malice, greed, pride, envy, jealousy, you know, all these type of traits which are in our hearts, this is a night to ask Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness from that. Then many other categories Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned there. For example, the pants below the ankles. Now this is another thing that we take it for granted, that it is just a minor thing. It's, in fact, we don't even consider it as a sin anymore. But Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala's Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam informs us that such a person is under the curse of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Now can a person then get happiness? So what will it cost? Just above the ankle slightly, if you don't want to go to the to that sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, it was midway on his calf, then at least slightly above the ankle, it'll keep the pants clean from najasat. And if the person is little concerned about his status and position, then we also give you a fashion tip. That if you're wearing a black pant, then wear a black socks. If you're wearing a blue pants, wear a blue socks. If you're wearing a white pant, wear a white socks. So it won't show also you got it above the ankle. Now what more you want? The Maulvis have to give some fashion tips too. So try and please Allah Tabaraka. Make dua to Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala for forgiveness from all these sins. That is what this night is all about. As to how to spend the night, there is no such thing as read this namaz and read that namaz and read so many times this and so many times that and all that. That is all prescribed by some people, but it's got nothing to do with the Quran and the Sunnah. Somebody reads it well and good, as long as he doesn't consider it as Sunnah. The simple thing is this, that like for example, the whole day you have been working and you've come from there, some of you must have been fasting, and then you came to the masjid, so there's tiredness, and after listening to the bayan and making dua, then go home and relax, sleep, and then put your alarms, try and get up at least today, tonight, a little earlier than usual, those who are making Fajr Salat and getting up at a certain time, then try and get up a little bit at Tahajjud time. And for the others also who are like myself, so then at least make the Fajr Namaz with Jamaat. If the person is sick, or if the person just cannot seem to get up earlier, or he just cannot seem to make some Ibadat extra, so then at least make the Fajr Namaz with Jamaat, he'll get the same reward in Sawab. But at night, we will have to sleep after that in the qabar forever and ever. Jagna ho jaglo aflak ke saaye tale, phir hashr tak sona padega khak ke saaye tale. If you want to remain awake, stay awake now whilst you got the opportunity. And we're not saying the whole night, for a little while. Engage yourself in some zikr, some tilawat, some ibadat, some namaz, and then beg of Allah and let the tears roll, and then see what you get in that little while also, immediately. So diversify, make some ibadat or the other, and then make namaz of Fajr, and if Allah Ta'ala gives the tawfiq, then keep a fast. But make the tawbah that, Ya Allah, we don't want to return to those sins. At least tonight, make the start. It's easier because it's a big night, so it's easy to switch off those TVs. So if we can switch it off for one night, it shows we can switch it off for the other nights too. So make a start somewhere. Take the first steps towards Allah Ta'ala. I've been repeatedly saying this in my bayans, and I will conclude on that. That take the first steps towards Allah Ta'ala. And I give this example of the child that you want to make walk. So the child, you hold the child by the shoulders and say, right, take the first step. Before the child falls, the parent holds the child so that the child doesn't get hurt. So those parents who Allah Ta'ala has put into their hearts mercy, sympathy, forgiveness, such love for those children, he who has put that love into the hearts of the parents, how much love he must have got for his servants. That, do you think if we are going to take the first few steps towards him, Allah Ta'ala will allow us to get hurt? When I say allow us to get hurt, it doesn't mean that no accident will take place, the person won't suffer any kind of sickness or disease. It doesn't mean that. It means that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will not allow this person to go into Jahannam or in the Akhirah suffer any azab. And in this world too, even if he goes through some kind of a problem, Allah Ta'ala will give him the tawfiq of sabr, and then he will find a way out for him again in that problem.
Shukriya qabr tak pahunchane walo, shukriya. Ab is manzil se akele hi chale jayenge hum.
Thanks very much all of you who conveyed me to the graveyard. From this stage onwards, I will carry on alone now. So the day is going to come for that. The day is going to come. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give you and the entire ummah the tawfiq of amal. And it's a beautiful night for du'as, so let us put our heart and soul into du'as. And if any person has got his knee locked now, so you are allowed to stand up for a minute or two and then sit down. So that in your du'a, your concentration is not on your knee mubarak.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين يا غياث المستغيثين أغثنا أغثنا. O my beloved Allah, O my Rahim Allah, O my Kareem Allah, O my most forgiving Allah, O my compassionate, loving, caring Allah, O my most beautiful Allah, forgive each and every one of us.
Ya Allah, it is a Mubarak night. It is a night for forgiveness. You yourself proclaim, is there anyone seeking forgiveness that I may forgive him? You yourself proclaim, is there anyone seeking sustenance that I may give him sustenance? Oh Allah, you yourself proclaim, is there anyone seeking Jannat so that I may give him Jannat? Oh Allah, you yourself proclaim so many things. Ya Allah, we are the ones who want health. We are the ones, oh my Allah, who want forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness. Ya Allah, we know that the day we get forgiveness of our sins, then we will find peace and happiness and contentment. Then we will get tranquility and serenity and joy. Oh my beloved Allah, we are confessing before you that indeed we are your sinful servants. Ya Allah, day and night we have sinned. Ya Allah, we have gone to all the haram places. Our eyes have seen so much of haram. Our ears have listened to so much of haram. Our tongues have spoken so much of haram. Our hands have touched so much of haram. Our feet have walked to so much of haram institutions and places. Ya Allah, who else is there to forgive us but you? Ya Allah, in this Mubarak night, if you are not going to forgive us, then when else can we seek from you? Ya Allah, we are in your beloved homes. Ya Allah, we are in the masjid. Oh Allah, we are tapping at your door. Ya Allah, if you are going to shut your door, then which other door is there for us that we can tap? Oh Allah, which other home is there in which we can go and beg? Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited, and we are seeking from your unlimited treasures, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Ya Allah, hum gunegar hai, hum siyakar hai, hum gande hai, hum napaak hai. Ya Allah, hum sab kuch hai, bande to tere hai. Tujhe chhod ke hum jaye kaha. Where do we go, oh my Allah? If we are going to become angry with you, where are we going to go? Oh Allah, who else is there for us besides you? Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Ya Allah, there is no one for us besides you. Mere Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Forgive our parents, our wives and children, our brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, our parents, brothers or sisters or whoever in the ummah passed away and they are gone to their graves. Oh Allah, their book of deeds are closed. Allah, they cannot make namazes anymore. They cannot fast anymore. They cannot come out of the graves and make tawbah anymore. Allah, but you accept the tawbah on behalf of them from others. Allah, therefore we are making tawbah and seeking forgiveness for them. Allah, forgive each and every one of them. Ya Allah, forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ya Allah, we are only deceiving ourselves if we thought that we were committing sins in darkness and nobody was watching. Ya Allah, you watched everything and you had the power to paralyze us there and then. You had the power, Allah, to paralyze us there and then. It is only your mercy and your forgiveness and your tolerance that you did not punish us and seize us there and then. Ay Allah, we are seeking from you forgiveness of all those sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of nights. Ay Allah, the sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, forgive them. Ay Allah, the sins of our eyes, forgive them. The sins of our ears, the sins of our tongues, the sins of our hands, the sins of our feet, the sins of our heart and mind. Ay Allah, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Ya Allah, we do not know if our name has been entered into the list of the dead ones. Ya Allah, we have absolutely no knowledge if our name is already given to the angels to take away our souls in this year and to convey us to the graveyards. Mere Allah, if our name has been entered, then Ya Allah, let our death be a death of barakat.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let him find us in a theater or a cinema. Oh Allah, so many people have died in prostitute quarters, in escort agencies. Oh my beloved Allah, So many people have died in their hotel rooms committing adultery and fornication. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any of those haram places. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, in a casino. Ya Allah, don't let the angel of death find us in any place which will become an embarrassment for us or for our families and for the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then on the day of Qiyamah, we will rise as we die. Ya Allah, what kind of rising that will be when a person dies in adultery or fornication, or watching some filthy movie on the television screen, or glued to some porn site on the internet, or indulging in any other kind of haram. Then when they will rise, O Allah, in those sins, how embarrassing that will be for my beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam in front of the other ummatis. That Rasul of mine who cried for us, that Rasul of mine who cried whole night, on the night of Bara'at also he cried so much in sajda, and such a long sajda he made. Oh my beloved Allah, that Hazrat Aisha thought that he had passed away. Very Allah, for whom was that sinless Nabi crying? Ya Allah, he was stowed in Taif, his shoes were filled with his Mubarak blood. Ya Allah, 3 solid years they were ostracized. They had to chew leaves of trees to survive, and leather to survive. May Allah, when he will see the ummah is rising with those sins on the day of Qiyamah. Ah, my Allah, how much of embarrassment it will cause him. How can we be so ridiculous, O Allah? How can we be so insensitive? And how can we be so ungrateful for the sacrifices that he made for us? Ey mere pyare khuda, give us the tawfiq to give up those sins of our lives. Ya Allah, give us the himmat and courage like lions against our nafs. Ya Allah, sins haven't brought any person any kind of happiness or joy. It is just temporary enjoyment, and after that, disgrace and humiliation and suffering, anxieties and worries and restlessness. Ya Allah, tonight is the night we are making tawbah from all sins, major or minor. We are making tawbah from adultery, making tawbah from fornication. We are making tawbah from taking drugs. We are making tawbah from taking wine. We are making tawbah, O Allah, from going to the casinos or going to any other gambling den. Ya Allah, we are making sincere tawbah from every sin that we have committed in our lives. Ameen. Ya Allah, purify our hearts and souls. Ameen. Ya Allah, purify our hearts and souls. Ameen. Ya Allah, if we are not in talking terms with any family members, give us the courage to phone them or to ask them for forgiveness. Ameen. Oh my beloved Allah, give us the realization that this world is temporary, it is transitory. We have to cross over the bridge of death and go to the akhirat. Ya Allah, tonight is the night that we are seeking forgiveness from all those sins. Ay mere pyare khuda, we do not want to return to those sins. Give us the himmat and the courage. Accidentally again, if we commit, O Allah, then we'll make plenty of tawbah, but we have no intention of going back to those sins. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to clean our houses of all the filth that has entered our homes. Ay Allah, if Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam has to come into our homes, ah, my Allah, if he has to see those stacks of those movie tapes, ah, my Allah, if we have to show him our newspapers, if we have to show him our magazines, if we have to show him what programs we are watching on the TV, may Allah, what kind of ummati he would think we are. May Allah, even the munafiqs in his time were not like us. Mere pyare khuda, haya and shame and modesty has left the ummat. Our women folk, their haya is gone. Our men, O Allah, their haya is gone. We are not ashamed anymore that our pictures appear in the newspapers, being seen in clubhouses and in cinemas and theatres. Mere Allah, give us hidayat. How long are we going to walk on the surface of this earth of yours as munafiqs and hypocrites? Ya Allah, the time is going to come when we have to depart from here. Allah, before that time comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Ya Allah, before the kafan is put over our body, give us the tawfiq of putting the garment of taqwa above our hearts. Before the water of mayyat is poured over our body, Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Let us pour the waters of Tawbah over our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us all with long life, with good health. We are spiritually sick and we are physically ill. Ya Allah, bless us with purification. Ya Allah, give us complete cure from all ailments and sicknesses and diseases. Ya Allah, our parents, brothers and sisters, anybody in the ummah who is lying in the hospitals or in homes and they are sick and ailing, give them complete cure from their ailments and sicknesses. Those who are in financial difficulties and problems, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and sustenance and remove their financial difficulties and problems. Those who have got no children, bless them with pious and righteous children. Those who have got children but the children are gone on to drugs and drink and vices and wine and women, oh Allah, the parents are crying. Oh my beloved Allah, bring those children back onto Hidayat. Bring them onto Sirat-e-Mustaqim. Make them the coolness of the eyes of the parents. And give the parents the realization, oh Allah. Give us parents the realization that most of the times it is our mistakes and our faults and our weakness and our shortcomings which we should rectify and remedy. Oh my Allah, those who are suffering from depression, give them joy and happiness. Ameen. Allah, those who are suffering poverty, give them wealth. Those who are weak, give them strength. Ey mere pyare khuda, aaj sare alam ke andar ummat-e-muslima yateeb ho chuki. Ey Allah, there's nobody to pass the hand of affection over the ummat anymore. Even the Muslim governments are not interested anymore. Ey Allah, they are watching the destruction of the masajid. They are watching the destruction of our women and children in Palestine, in Chechnya, in Bosnia, in Kashmir. Ey Allah, they have annual shows of their military might and power. Mere pyare khuda, give them hidayat. Ey Allah, give them hidayat. Ya Allah, assist and help the Muslim ummah. Ey Allah, help them with your angels. Ey Allah, you are still the same Allah that was in the battle of Uhud. You are the same Allah of Khandaq. You are the same Allah of Badr. You haven't become weak, my Allah. We have become weak. Lekin mere Allah, don't look at our sins. Oh Allah, if you are going to look at our sins, then we are going to face destruction. Ya Allah, you look at the tears of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which flowed for this ummat. Allah, mere pyare nabi ke aansuo ko dekh, mere pyare nabi ke khoon mubarak ko dekh, hamare gunaho ko mat dekh. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Ya Allah, therefore we are extending these dirty, filthy hands of ours. But they are our begging bowls which you have attached to our bodies. Ya Allah, do not return them empty. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of this world and the best of Akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of Akhirah. Ey mere pyare khuda, bless us with sihat, with afiyat, with salamati, with izzat. Bless us with tawakkul in you. Bless us with respect in this world, respect in the qabr and respect in the akhirat. Oh my beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirat. Teri ma'rifat naseeb farma, tera qurb naseeb farma. Ey Allah, bless us with the muhabbat and the love of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Allah, put his love so much in our hearts that it becomes easy to follow his way. Ey Allah, put your love so much in our hearts that it becomes easy to please you. Oh my beloved Allah, the time is going to come when our janazas will also proceed to the qabristan. Ey mere pyare khuda, usse pehle pehle hame sachi toba ki taufeeq ata farma. Ey Allah, assist and help the mujahideen of Islam. Ey Allah, the kuffar, the mushrikeen, the yahood, the nasara, the enemies of Islam, you have got the power to give them hidayat of Allah. Bless them with Islam and Iman. It is our fault and our weakness that we have not conveyed the deen to them. We haven't showed them in our walimas, in our nikahs, in our businesses, in our trade, in our dressing and in all our actions of life, what is Islam. Oh Allah, we do not blame them. But oh Allah, those who know what Islam is and they've made up their minds that they are not going to accept it and they are going to cause destruction for the ummah, then oh Allah, you destroy them like you destroyed the Aad and Samud. Shake the ground beneath their feet. Cause the planes to crash in the mountains. Cause the ships to sink in the oceans. Oh Allah, create division and disunity amongst their ranks. Oh Allah, unite the Muslim Ummah. Oh Allah, parents and children are disunited. Brothers and sisters are disunited. Allah, oh my beloved Allah, which family can say that we are united? But oh Allah, unite the hearts of parents and children.
Ameen.
Unite the hearts of husbands and wives.
Ameen.
Unite the hearts of brothers and sisters.
Ameen.
Unite the hearts of family members.
Ameen.
Unite the hearts of the entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh Allah, tonight is the night that our taqdeers are made. Ya Allah, we are pleading to you, we are begging you, oh my Allah, that don't let any kind of harm come towards us because of our sins.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, change the direction of our lives.
Ameen.
Change the direction of our hearts.
Ameen.
Take us on the road that leads to you.
Ameen.
Take us on the road that leads to Jannat.
Ameen.
Take us on the road that leads to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan.
Ameen.
Ya Allah, when two pages are firmly stuck with glue, if we try to separate those pages, they will not separate, but they will tear apart. Ya Allah, let our hearts tear apart, but do not separate us from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his entire life he made dua for us. Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions, each and every one a shining star. All the duas that he made on that occasion, in all his life the duas that he made, Ya Allah, all the goodness that he asked for us, bless us with that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness, our wives and children with that goodness, the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief and corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, those who have passed away, fill their graves with noor. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Bless them with Jannatul Firdaus. Ey mere pyare khuda, hame bhi ek din jana hai. Allah, when the time of our death comes, take us to Madina Tayyiba. Bless us with shahadat in Madina Tayyiba. Allah, at the Rosa Mubarak of Nabi alayhi salatu was salam, with the salatu was salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah on our lips, let our soul depart. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. Allah, if you become ours, then everything is ours. Agar ek tu nahi mera to koi she nahi meri, jo tu mera to sab mera, falak mera zami meri. Koi mujhse puche me kya maangta hu, me apne khuda se khuda maangta hu. Wo ho jaye mera, me ho jaau uska, yehi raat din me dua maangta hu. O Allah, day and night, my dua is one, that you become mine and make me yours. If you become ours, then our children will be the coolness of our eyes. Our businesses will give us barakat. Our homes will be places of peace and happiness. Ey mere pyare khuda, hamare dil ka hal badal de. Hawa ho hirs wala dil badal de. Badal de. Ay mere maula, hawa ho hirs wala dil badal de. میرا غفلت میں ڈوبا دل بدل دے بدل دے دل کی دنیا دل بدل دے خدایا فضل فرما دل بدل دے Oh my beloved Allah, change the condition of our hearts. How long are we going to stay away from you? What have we found, O Allah, in distancing ourselves from you? Ya Allah, accept our duas with the wasila of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah, whatever we have been able to ask of the goodness, bless us with that. And what we haven't been able to ask, also bless us. All the works of deen which are taking place, accept them. Tabligh ki mehnat qubool farma. Madaris masajid ki mehnat qubool farma. Khanqao ki mehnat qubool farma. Tasneef wa talif ki mehnat qubool farma. Even those who are doing welfare work and charitable work, O Allah, accept all the khidmat and service of deen. Bless each and every one with ikhlas and sincerity in their amal. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to keep up the momentum until Ramadan now and not to return to those evil and haram sins of our lives. Keep our heart purified and clean. And oh Allah, if it, the rights of people we have trampled upon, or if it is anything owing to anybody, then give us the tawfiq of repaying Ameen. To whomsoever whatever is due, and returning the amanats to whomsoever it is due. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.